For a band that's always been associated with cutting-edge alternative rock, it's surprising to realize that Monster is REM's 10th album. Ken Tucker has a review.
I'm looking for an interruption.
I've been resisting the acclaim accorded to REM for more than a decade now. To my ears, they've always been interesting in an arty, intelligent, self-conscious way, but also bloodless and rarely emotionally engaging. The obvious symbol of this is the famous unintelligibility of Michael Stipe's vocals. Swallowing words in a tone that implies great inner turmoil without actually defining it, Stipe's voice is a kind of Rorschach test for Generation X. It expresses whatever sort of ennui that's going around at the moment. So one reason I think Monster is the best album REM has ever put out is that it's both aggressive and specific. The advanced word on Monster is that it's the return of REM as a good old loud rock and roll band, but that sells this collection short. It's full of all sorts of departures for the group. One of the best songs is one of its quietest and most unusual stylistically. Listen to the way Michael Stipe does his own wobbly but lovely version of Smokey Robinson's falsetto on a song called Tongue. One of the things I've always held against REM is its portentousness. When you go out of your way to obscure your lyrics and arrange your melodies in a way that makes them sound as if you're offering profound revelations, you're courting self-importance. But the music on Monster is down and dirty. On a tune called I Took Your Name, Stipe even growls, "I wanna be Iggy Pop," just the sort of obstreperous rock star that REM was conceived as a reaction against. For sheer unpredictability, REM deserves a lot of credit.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Monster, the new album from REM. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.